एक मिनट रुक जाओ, रेडी होने दो। चलो ये कर लेते हैं, दिस कुड बी अ ग्रेट इंट्रो।
Hi, I'm Akshay.
Hi, this is Saurabh, and you are listening to the Founder Thesis Podcast. We meet some of the most celebrated startup founders in the country.
And we want to learn how to build a unicorn.
Hi everyone, hi Akshay. I'm Sambhav, I'm the co-founder of Fampay.
Have you heard the term Gen Z? It refers to people born in this millennium, currently in their early teens to young adulthood. The last generation of great tech companies like Google and Facebook were born when the parents of Gen Z were adults. And now there are a new generation of tech companies who are catering to Gen Z. One such pioneer is the fintech startup Fampay. Fampay is a combination of a fintech startup and a social media platform, and it is on fire. They have been growing like crazy, and just a few months ago, they raised their Series A funding of a massive $38 million. This is the highest ever Series A fundraise by a first-time founder, and Fampay's founder and CEO, Sambhav Jain, is one of the youngest founders we've ever featured on the show, and he takes us through his journey of building up Fampay and making it into the massive success that it is today. Here's Sambhav telling Akshay Dutt about this wonderful journey.
Okay, cool. So, Sambhav, like, where did you grow up? Like, you know, kahan se ho?
I'm from Chandrapur. It's a small town near Nagpur in Maharashtra. And I was born and brought up here. Maine apni schooling yahi se ki. And yeah, like everyone, like being from a small town, there was not a lot of exposure.
What did your dad do? Like, what's your like family background?
My father is a civil contractor, so he takes tenders and contracts for, let's say, road construction and all of that. So yeah, like everyone, tab pata nahi tha, bas aspiration ye tha ki we have to go to like one of the best colleges in India. And I was quite curious about science since the beginning. It was not like I was good at maths and science, to le liya. I was always curious about it. So, so yeah, IITs were the only option. Like, jisse bhi baat karo, like 10th se baat sabte ki you should prepare for IIT and all of that. So, so yeah, that is where the journey began. I moved out of Chandrapur.
How big is Chandrapur? Is it like Pune size or like
It's a district. It's not a village, but yeah, you can consider tier 2, tier 3. Smaller than Nagpur, of course, much smaller than Nagpur. But a peaceful city.
Okay. Were you like a movie buff growing up? Like besides studying, what all did you like to do?
Definitely, like I used to watch a lot of content, and bachpan mein to it's more about just Bollywood, and us time pe to there was no Netflix, Prime Video, there was no OTT, so whatever used to come on the television, we used to watch that. But if I go back to school days, like 6th, 7th, 8th, like the early teens. In my early teenage, I was very curious about most of the things. So I was actually a lot into dancing. So I did not. I used to just learn from watching videos, watching TV, and just trying to copy the Bollywood moves and all. So I was quite into dancing, and school ke har event mein I used to do that. And so actually in a lot of cultural things, because my mom was also quite keen. So she put me into tabla classes and all of that.
Okay. So you were like pretty confident of being on stage. I mean, you know, dancing needs a lot of confidence. So obviously you must have been like on the more confident side of the spectrum.
Yes. I think since the childhood only, I have been more of an extrovert and social person. I was never afraid of talking to new people. I used to make friends, and I always used to hang out in groups in schools. So, so yeah, definitely that introvertism, and that was not there. I've been social since the childhood.
तो अर्ली टीज में क्या सपने थे, मतलब यू नो कि डिड यू थिंक कि यू विल बी अ स्टार्टअप फाउंडर? ऑफ कोर्स वो स्टार्टअप वर्ड तो उस टाइम पे
शायद बिल्कुल स्टार्टअप वर्ड तो नहीं पता था. डेफिनेटली ऐसा तो इफ आई लुक बैक, इफ आई टॉक अबाउट द वेरी अर्ली टीम्स, तो कुछ कुछ एम्बिशंस थे कि हाँ, आई वाज वेरी इंटरेस्टेड इन टू ऑटोमोबाइल्स, कार्स एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट. तो तब तो ऐसा रहता था कि कोई कार कंपनी होनी चाहिए खुद की एंड विल मेक द मोस्ट सेक्सीएस्ट कार्स एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट. तो इट वाज मोर अराउंड बिजनेस. बट या तब पता नहीं था कि एक्चुअली इट मींस दैट आई विल हैव टू बिकम अ बिजनेसमैन एंड ऑल. बट एज एजुकेशन प्रोसीडेड तो मैथ्स और साइंस की तरफ ज्यादा इंटरेस्ट बनने लग गया. एंड या आई थिंक बाय द टाइम आई ग्रो इट वाज मोर अबाउट जस्ट learning new things and exploring what's out there. In 10th, 11th, 12th, so I was like, ki haan, we have to, if I have to change my fate, I have to go to the best college in India. And that was like IITs in our mind. So tab bas yahi tha ki yaar, haan, abhi bahut limited exposure hai. I did not even, I think, understand the actual meaning of what that exposure could be. But I was like, I have to explore things, right? There's nothing in this town that I can learn. So yeah, after that it was more about let's explore what's out there. And college jaane ke baad hi ye startup entrepreneurship wala words pata chale. And even I think by the end of third year, fourth year, I did not really think that I'll be a founder right out of college. I probably would have imagined it like a few years down the lane, but didn't imagine it to be right out of college.
So IIT का experience कैसा रहा? मतलब was it like very very transformational coming from a small town? Yes, you know, what was like, give me the highlights of those 4 years.
Yeah, college has been one of the best 4 years of my life. I think definitely IIT, going to IIT was quite transformational on looking at things very differently, getting exposure, understanding what startups are, what the world is out there like, right? So first year se hi ye to chulti ki yaar bahut kuch karna hai. To college jaate hi in just the second third week of college in our first year, I contested in the hostel elections and got elected. To wo pura ek mahina to college ke do din hafte baad hi pura ek mahina went into campaigning and getting into all of that. So fortunately wahan pe I got elected as the social and cultural secretary of my hostel. And simultaneously 11th 12th mein dancing kafi chhut gayi thi. So there was a dance club at IIT Roorkee. I joined that. So aise karke kafi cheeze ki, and even through 4 years of college, have experienced a lot of things. And then 2 years later, in the whole campus elections, I contested again as for the post of General Secretary, Hostel Affairs. I got elected. And that experience had been like very different. Being in college and pure 8,000 bache vote karte hain usme, starting from the whole election process to getting elected. And in that 1 year, there were so many initiatives that we did. Right, for the college. So kafi different experience tha. And that is when me and Kush actually worked on a product together. So while we were in college in our third year, we built an app which is called Appetizer, and it is the official messing app of IIT Roorkee. So the problem was very simple ki jitni bhi hostels hain sabme messes ki fee semester ke starting mein hi एक बच्चा पे कर देता है एंड देन दे कैन हैव मील फॉर द होल सेमेस्टर, राइट? इट डजंट मैटर वेदर यू हैव इट और नॉट, यू हैव पेड फॉर द होल सेमेस्टर. बट व्हाट यूजुअली यूज्ड टू हैपन वाज कि बच्चे मैसेज में खाते नहीं थे. ऑफ कोर्स दे यूज्ड टू गो टू द कैंटीन्स अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम्स एंड सीनियर्स से पार्टी लेते थे. रुड़की में वी कॉल्ड इट चापो. दे यूज्ड टू टेक ट्रीट फ्रॉम सीनियर्स. देयर वाज अ कल्चर एंड सो द प्रोडक्ट वाज वेरी सिंपल. What you could do is download Appetizer, and once you log in using your intranet IDs, you we would get access ki bachcha kaun se year ka hai, kaun se stream mein hai, kaun se hostel mein rehta, and all of that. And accordingly, they could see the whole week's menu, like breakfast, lunch, dinner for the whole week. And they could skip whichever meal they wanted just by a click of a button. So, har ek meal ke aage ek toggle de dete the. And usko tum tap karke, you can just skip the meal. So, humne iske liye pura ek user site banaya tha bachcho ke liye, and ek admin site banaya tha for the mess secretaries, mess managers, deans, and all of that, who could upload menu weekly basis pe. And bachche aapke through feedback de sakte the, seedha seedha koi meal pe. So, us type ki cheeze banayi thi. And the best part was, for whatever meals you skipped, you used to get money back for it. So, this was the first product that we built together, and it had a great impact. So,
and who tell me about Kush, like, who is Kush and how did you guys meet?
So, Kush is again, I would say a very passionate guy, and Kush comes from Ludhiana. He's a Punjabi. So, yeah, he's very passionate. He's into fitness. He's into cooking, and uske bhi kafi badhiya kisse hain. So first year mein we met in the first couple of weeks, as I mentioned ki elections mein hum contest kar rahe the. So when I contested, of course I went to Kush and Ayush. Ayush is also from Ludhiana, and he's the first person to join the team. Right, he's from the same batch. So both of them are from Ludhiana. Se wo bhi dono production and industrial mein the. And what we did was, so during the elections, of course, we went for the support and everything. Ki campaigning mein help karo. We need to get all the votes from your branch and all of that. So that is when we met.
So, ye ek app se, you know, wo business partnership kaise hui? Like, how did you think of that you want to do a startup together?
It was quite accidental. So what used to happen was, obviously humne first year ke baad se thodi chul thi ki alag alag cheeze try karni hai, explore karni hai, to internships karna shuru kar diya tha. And again, we had interned at multiple startups. Like, I interned at Rivigo, some early stage startups like Eon Learning, and then Hotstar. While Kush interned at startups like 1MG, ShareChat, VStreet. So, and humne alag alag roles mein product role, marketing role, business role, aise alag alag roles mein internships ki thi. So after the first internship only, I think it's similar story for both of us. We got clear ki yaar, learning to startups mein hi hai. So the kind of impact you're able to bring, the kind of ownership you get, right? वो एक्सपोजर अलग ही था. सो लाइक कि अब इंटर्नशिप तो स्टार्टअप में ही करनी है. तो थ्रू आउट द कैंपस लाइफ, आई थिंक हमने कैंपस इंटर्नशिप के लिए अप्लाई नहीं किया. दो देर वर अ लॉट ऑफ कंपनीज, द ड्रीम कंपनीज विच केम टू द कैंपस, लाइक गिविंग ग्रेट स्टाइपेंड्स, राइट, गिविंग अ ग्रेट सोशल स्टेटस विद इन द कैंपस. हमने उसमें कभी अप्लाई नहीं किया. इवन वी डिड नॉट इवन थिंक ऑफ अप्लाइंग, राइट. वी यूज टू अप्लाई ऑफलाइन, जस्ट मेल द डिफरेंट स्टार्टअप फाउंडर्स to get the internship. Throughout the college life, it was very clear that startups, it got like clear ki startups is where all the excitement is, and wahan pe learning and growth fast hogi. So by the end of final year, I was like, I want to join an early stage startup and not an MNC or not a big company. And Kush was like, ki mereko start karna hai. So both of us like did not pursue placements actively, right? So final semester mein bahut time hota tha. Most of the time went into just discussing. I used to keep on finding different startups and just go to him, and I was like, ki ye startup kaisa lag raha hai? What do you think about the team? What do you think about the product? And he used to come up with two ideas, ki ye idea kaisa lag raha hai, ye idea kaisa lag raha hai. Like a few days later, I also started going with two ideas to him, ki problem real lag rahi hai, I face this problem, so you can think something around this. So brainstorm karte the, bas bahut casual, it's just like two friends having a chat in their hostel rooms. So what happened was, as placements kept on getting closer, hum apne friends ki help kar rahe the to clear the tests, interviews and all, right. So aise kafi sare friends the jinhone coding karna shuru kar diya tha, jinhone 3-3 saal se coding nahi ki thi. I just started preparing for that. So when we asked them ki bro, why are you coding, I know you don't like it, तो आंसर मिलता था कि भाई ये इतने लाख की नौकरी है, ये लग जाएगी, लाइफ सॉर्टेड है. Right? That's the typical response we used to get. And वहाँ पे हमारा एक बार ऐसी कोई discussion हुआ, we could not understand like how is your life sorted if you're not looking at different factors while thinking of a job, right? There are so many factors. सीधा देखते थे कि company का package कितना है and बाकी सब चीजें भी secondary है, like title vital भी secondary है, but package अगर अच्छा है तो फिर people were even ready to go in mines in Assam because they earn 30 lakhs. So हमें समझ नहीं आया कि यार like IIT में तो it should be like one of the smartest kids in India. I'm still ऐसा thought process क्यों है? Why are they just thinking about money and not the other things, right? Literally लोग product भी नहीं देखते थे. जिस company के लिए product role के लिए apply कर रहे हैं, website तक खोल के नहीं देखते थे. They were like कि हाँ ये इतना दे रही है, सीधा apply कर दो पहले. वैसा था. तो like why is decision making this way? So we realized they were just looking at money as the primary factor, and money for them was important, of course, but money was becoming the bottleneck to take the right decision. That is how we thought about it. So we just started thinking around it, ki aisa kyun hai, why is this mindset? Right? So though earning more money in the short term is nice, no denying that, but in the long term, it's not fruitful if you're just taking a decision basis on money, because 1 year later, you won't be the one who's getting promoted, who's growing, who's feeling a learning curve, right? Because you're just thinking about ki haan kaise jaake, means months ka paisa aa jata, you're getting into a comfort zone. Every day going to the office, not doing actual work. And 1 year later, you start figuring out now what to do. What's next for me? Because all your peers are growing. So now you go back to step one. Ki, should I do MBA to switch my career, or what should I do, right? And that's a major problem, I think, with everyone. So hamara iske around discussion ho raha tha, and we came to a discussion where we were like, ki, yaar, in India mein no one talks about money the way it should be talked about, right? Like since the childhood, like be it banks, be it schools, be it parents, koi bhi paise ke bare mein khul ke baat nahi karta. No one teaches financial literacy in India. There's no financial literacy in India. If you compare to the Western countries, there are concepts of pocket money, right? बच्चों को pocket money पहले ही मिलने लगती है. वो 15-16 साल के होते हैं, तो they might start working for delivery or as a McDonald's, Burger King वगैरह में काम करने लगते हैं. So they start earning for themselves. They feel financial independence. So they know कि यार मैं ये काम करके इतना कमा लूँगा, and with this money I can earn this lifestyle. In which I can party this much, I can travel this much, I can shop this much, whatever. Whereas in India, because there is no concept of pocket money, there is no concept of earning.
हाँ मतलब वो बेस्टी है, अगर आप McDonald's में जॉब कर रहे हो तो like your friends will wonder क्यों कर रहे हो.
हाँ, even if you forget about McDonald's, I think आजकल तो इतनी opportunities बढ़ गई हैं, right? You can just manage a social media page for someone, right? There's so many things you can do. But there is no concept of even earning or getting pocket money, right? The biggest question is, how will I survive if I don't have a job when I get out? वो confidence ही नहीं आया कि यार at least survival question नहीं है. जो abroad में मतलब western countries में वो confidence आ जाता है कि survival question नहीं है, now I need to figure out what I want to do. Because financial literacy नहीं है, तो decision making और वो सब में बहुत बड़ा gap है. So if you look at मतलब आज अगर मेरे को पेरेंट बोलेगा कि नहीं 15,000 का नहीं 12,000 का ही फोन लेना है, आई डोंट रियली नो कि वो 3,000 बच के एक साल भर के लेवल पे मतलब कि फाइनेंस कैसे इंपैक्ट हो रहा है, राइट? प्रॉब्ली इफ आई गेट माय ओन पॉकेट मनी, लाइक सेविंग 3,000 बक्स बाय कटिंग डाउन माय एक्सपेंसेस ऑन शॉपिंग एंड फूड ऑर्डरिंग इज नॉट एक्सपेंसिव, बट एटलीस्ट आई विल फाइट फॉर व्हाट आई रियली लाइक, इट्स इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर मी, तो मैं उसके लिए सैक्रिफाइसेस करूंगा.
यू लर्न टू प्रायोरिटाइज.
हाँ, बट इंडिया में क्योंकि बचपन से वो डिसीजन मेकिंग में नहीं मिलता है, लाइक वो डिसीजन मेकिंग का इंडिपेंडेंस और फ्रीडम नहीं मिलता है. यू गेट फंक्शन अबाउट लिसनिंग टू योर पेरेंट्स और लिसनिंग टू एनीवन, कि यार जो बताएंगे वही करना है, राइट? यू गेट हैंडीकैप्ड इन टेकिंग द राइट डिसीजन. सो उससे डिसीजन मेकिंग ही, वी डोंट रियलाइज इट, बट इफ यू डोंट हैव दैट फ्रीडम तो वो हैंडीकैप हो जाते हो इन टर्म्स ऑफ टेकिंग डिसीजन. दैट इज हाउ we were just having just two college students having this discussion like on and on. Hamare se bahut sare perspectives the towards this, and tab tak aisa nahi tha ki ispe startup hoga. We were just like any problem we used to brainstorm on, we were just having these discussions ki is this tarike se implication hai. And abhi hum financial literacy mein wahan to gaye nahi ki credit score kya hota hai ya fir investment kaise karni hai, tax kaise bachana hai, right? This just ki how to look at money, right? How money is not allowing you to take the right decisions. So we were like, yeah, this is a big problem. And for us, like financial literacy or independence was not ki ek course de denge to solve ho jayega, kisi ko nahi chahiye. We were like, it's more of a life skill like cooking or driving jo tum karke hi seekhoge, right? So we were like, let's solve for this. Like let's bring in the culture of pocket money to India. Let's build something digital jisse parents pocket money bhejenge. Hum aapko gamify kar denge through which the kid can learn how to save, spend, budget, invest and all of that. And cardboard de denge through which they can spend. So, uske around humne socha ki this is an interesting problem.
If you like to hear stories of founders, then we have tons of great stories from entrepreneurs who have built billion-dollar businesses. Just search for the Founder Thesis podcast on any audio streaming app like Spotify, Gaana, Apple Podcasts, and subscribe to the show.
But yeah, I mean, it sounds for two kids who have not even passed out yet, it sounds very super ambitious ke app bana denge, card de denge. Matlab, you have zero idea ke card kaise issue kar sakte ho aap, banking relationships, ye. So, matlab, wo, how did you feel ke haan ye karte hain? Wo confidence kaise aaya?
It's nice. I often tell this, like, it's nice when you don't have a baggage of experience. Right?
Okay.
And you wouldn't believe, matlab, even after our first fundraise, we were super ambitious and super aspirational ki bhai, 2 hafte mein launch kar denge products, ab dekha jayega, banking partnership wagera solve kar denge. But even now, if you ask me today ki yaar, ab internally discussion hota hai ki koi naya product launch karna hai, we have a very practical timeline in mind ki yaar, isko to 4-6 mahine lagenge, 4-5 mahine lagenge, like considering the how we need to improve the support, operations, product banane mein, tech banane mein, aur uski marketing, launch, sab kuch ab there's a 360 degree perspective to that. But back then, yaar, college mein, it was more about jaise appetizer banaya tha, right? We just thought, build an app, bana di, logon ne use ki, maza aya, impact aya. So it was like, ki haan, banate hain. देख लेंगे कैसे बनाना है, किससे बात करनी है फॉर टू लॉन्च द प्रोडक्ट एंड ऑल. एंड कॉलेज में आई थिंक इफ इट सीम्स अचीवेबल थ्रू आउट कॉलेज लाइफ एक्चुअली वो छोटे छोटे नॉट एट अ स्टार्टअप लेवल और अ प्रोफेशनल लेवल, बट तुम छोटे छोटे लेवल पे इतने इनिशिएटिव्स ले चुके होते हो एटलीस्ट इन बोथ ऑफ आर एक्सपीरियंसेस. हमने ऐसी बहुत सारी चीज़ों की ओनरशिप ली, हमने कुछ कुछ सोचा कि हम ये करते हैं एंड हमने वो किया, राइट? So that gave us the confidence ki yaar bana sakte hain. And tabhi it was not more of a startup. It was like ki yaar, this problem connects us emotionally. We feel that okay, we'll be making an impact. To banate hain. Hum Bangalore moved kiya humne because last semester tha, we had to figure out.
But why Bangalore? Matlab,
internship Bangalore mein ki thi. And we knew ki Bangalore mein startup ecosystem hai. Apne Roorkee ke kaafi seniors the. From a job perspective, also like other startup founders, right? So Bangalore mein pura ecosystem tha. And being in Roorkee for 4 years, like campus mein kaafi achha exposure tha, in the sense, fests hote the, there were different clubs, there were good people, sab ambitious hai. But urban cities mein kya chal raha hai, usse hum disconnect ho gaye the, right? 3-4 saal se. Right? So we wanted to know ki yaar, actually bachcho ko kya pata, times have changed. And coming from a small town, pata bhi nahi tha, Mumbai, Bangalore mein kya ho raha hai. माइंडसेट था कि यार यहाँ पे तो शायद पॉकेट मनी देते होंगे, पेरेंट्स आर मच मोर अवेयर. तो वी जस्ट थॉट कि लेट्स गो टू बैंगलोर एंड लुक एट कि क्या करना है. एंड इंटर्नशिप्स के टाइम पे एक्सपीरियंस अच्छा रहा था ऑफ द सिटी, ऑफ द होल इकोसिस्टम, सीनियर्स एंड. तो गए वहाँ पे एंड तो वी वर वेरी क्लियर कि यार कुछ भी हो, घर से तो पैसे नहीं मांगने हैं. बस वो एक चीज थी, वी डिड नॉट हैव हाई डिमांड्स कि यार अपने को इतना अभी इसी स्टेज पे इतना कमाना है या वो. बस ये था कि घर से नहीं मांगना है And that is how we looked at money, right? It was not about money. I think in the early stage, it was always about learning more, right? And learning and growing more. And I think even today, we feel there's so much to learn, right? We are just in very early stages of our startup. So, बच्चे कहाँ से मिलेंगे तो फिर हम मॉल्स चले जाते थे एंड मॉल्स में स्मैश वैश के बाहर बच्चे मिलते थे वी यूज्ड टू जस्ट स्टॉप देम एंड वी वर लाइक वी आर स्टूडेंट्स ऑफ आईटी रुड़की वी वुड लाइक वी आर वर्किंग ऑन अ प्रोजेक्ट एंड वुड लाइक टू इंटरव्यू फॉर 10 मिनट्स एंड ऑल तो डेफिनेटली बच्चों के लिए थोड़ा सा आईटी वाला फैक्टर काम करता है तो दे वर लाइक यस 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 श्योर दे यूज्ड टू गेट एक्साइटेड तो वहाँ पे हमने बच्चों से बात की एंड दैट इज वेयर वी गॉट द गोल्डन इनसाइट सो The 90% of the kids we spoke to, none of them had bank accounts. And jitne bhi bachcho se hum baat kar rahe the, to all of them had smartphones. They were using internet. They were already like spending on Swiggy, Flipkart, Amazon, Ola, Uber, Netflix, right? But none of them had access to even digital payments. So we were like, kaise pay karte ho? So they're like, ki hum cash mangte hai parents se. We borrow their debit card or credit card. We told them, have you heard of UPI? They were like, no. Like, have you heard of Google Pay and all? So they were like, yes, yes, we have seen people scanning and paying. So humne kaha, you don't do it. So they know we can't do it. Then
they don't have an account.
Yes, because to link UPI ID, you need to have a bank account, right? So it was UPI nahi tha, unke was bank account nahi tha, to debit card nahi tha. You can't get a credit card below 18. So kids told us things like ki hum 200 rupees cash leke nikalte hain roz tuition se pehle. या फिर हमने सीक्रेट पॉकेट में एक 500 का नोट रखा हुआ है फॉर इमरजेंसी एंड इस टाइप की प्रॉब्लम्स होता है बिटसन एंड वी वर लाइक शॉक्ड वी वर सरप्राइज्ड यार ये तो सोचा ही नहीं कि मतलब बिकॉज इट वाज वेरी ऑब्वियस कि हाँ एवरीवन हैज एक्सेस टू डिजिटल पेमेंट्स एंड वी स्टार्टेड रिसर्चिंग मोर दो वी गॉट टू नो लाइक इफ यू लुक एट इंडियाज पॉपुलेशन 40% ऑफ इंडियाज पॉपुलेशन टुडे अराउंड 40% इज बिलो 18 Can you imagine how big that chunk is? So whenever we are speaking about the next 500 million users on the internet, we often forget that majority of them are going to be minors. And nobody is building for them, though they are the most tech-savvy audience. Like I'll give you an example. Meri literally 2.5 years ki niece hai. Right? She doesn't know how to read and write. But she knows ki mobile mein YouTube kaun sa app hai. YouTube pe hi ja ke videos milenge. And even when she clicks, she finds the right video looking at the thumbnails, though she can't read titles. She clicks on a video. And the best part is, ki usko pata hai ki ye video jo maine thumbnail mein dekha tha, ye wo nahi hai. Toh ad aata hai. She waits for 5 seconds until wahan pe kuch skip
and ad. Then next,
she skips ad.
Skips ad, right.
Though she can't read, she doesn't know that it's an ad. She just know ki 5 seconds, maa kuch hoga, aur fir maa jab bada kuch likh ke aayega, toh mereko tap karna hai. Right, that is how fast these kids adopt to technology. They're very internet first. And it was crazy that they don't have access to even digital payments. So like financial literacy independence to bahut dur hai. Abhi to inke paas access hi nahi hai to even like digital payments and banking. But like let's solve for payments first. They're like, this is the main key problem. And on top of it, we'll build on banking and all of the literacy and all of the independence things that we want to build, but ye to clear cut pain point hai. And that is how like FamPay came into picture that, okay, we are going to build a payments app for teenagers. And with that idea, we applied to YC in our final semester. I think 2 months ho gaye the Bangalore mein fir. So yeah, that is when we applied to YC in our final semester through college. And I remember hamara BTP, the BTech presentation was on 7th of May and hamara 9th May ko YC interview tha Bangalore mein.
Okay. So you got shortlisted for the interview. How much work is needed to apply for YC and actually get shortlisted? Matlab, you know, like did you really work hard and create a fancy presentation and all that? Yeah.
I think more than... Definitely, I wouldn't comment. Definitely, idea, product, and all of that, the market that you're targeting, all of that are important factors. But what I have realized in the last 2 years on all my interactions with YC is that they focus more on founders. I think they have a good sense on that is what they bet on. Because मैंने देखा है YC में हमारी batch में ऐसे काफी सारे founders थे जिन्होंने idea through the batch they pivoted.
So what made them shortlist you? Was it the IIT pedigree or what was it like?
No. I don't think it was the IIT pedigree. They were just like they loved the energy and clarity we had for this idea.
Mm. Well, have you really thought it through, you researched on it, and
yes, like with the limited resources that we had while being in college, and especially India, say, like if you look at our previous batches before summer 2019, you wouldn't find young founders in the YC batch as young as us. तो तब तो हमारे भी thought में ये था कि यार YC shortlist ही हो गया, बहुत बड़ी बात है. I remember हम hostel rooms में बहुत खुश थे कि यार at least we have got into the interview stage, which is like the 10% of the applications, 10-15% of the applications. And now with this, probably apne ko to koi incubator ya accelerator bhi mil gaya, we'll be happy. So we did not have high hopes, like, to be honest, right? We were like, let's give it our best. Let's try to answer whatever questions they might have, right? So we used to just discuss ki acha kya kya questions ho sakte hain. Like, how are we different from different payments apps? What's going to be your revenue model? What's going to be, how are you going to acquire the first 10,000 customers? Right? Are there any regulations? Jo bhi questions ho sakte hain, we just used to think it through. And we're like, let's try to find answers to them. 2 to 3 weeks, we just spent on creating list of things that people would ask us. YC would ask us. We did some mock interviews. And kahin na kahin, har ek mock interview definitely koi alag hi direction mein jata tha. कोई कंपटीशन को लेके ग्रिल करता था, तो कोई रेगुलेशंस को लेके करता था, तो कोई
दीज वर योर सीनियर्स हु वर डूइंग इट,
सीनियर्स वाईसी एलम्स. ट्विटर पे आई थिंक अ लॉट ऑफ डिफरेंट वाईसी एलम्स पुट आउट देयर कैलेंडर्स, राइट, कि यू कैन जस्ट बुक अ मॉक इंटरव्यू. तो हमने काफी कुछ कुछ यूएस फाउंडर्स से भी किया था, कुछ कुछ इंडियन फाउंडर्स से भी किया था. तो इट वॉज अ ग्रेट एक्सपीरियंस. एंड इंटरव्यू के बाद again, we were not sure if our interview went really good or we are feeling it good because they did not grill us thinking ki, okay, they're kids. we had a good interview. I think they were quite satisfied with what the research we had done. Yeah, we got into YC, and after that, definitely there was no looking back.
So what happens once you get into YC? You know, like, is it like a classes and then time to work on product? Kya hai wo? Matlab, just help me understand.
YC, no, there are no classes. It's more of a, I would say, accelerator, kind of a accelerator program.
And they give you money upfront to spend on?
They give you 1 CR. They have a standard deal. So though they do seasonal investing, wo saal mein do bar invest karte in batches, summer and winter batch. And every startup that they invest in, they give 1 CR, right? Approximately. So, yeah, we also thought that this is like a crash course to entrepreneurship. And 2-3 months, we will make entrepreneur bana denge and all of that. But it's not true. Waisa kuch nahi hota hai. It's more about just very hands-on. Whatever you're building, just build it. Whatever problem you're trying to solve, just solve it. Or YC har ek stage ke startup ko leta hai, at an idea stage, at revenue stage, at just go-to-market stage, at PMF stage, right? Sab alag-alag stages pe leta hai. The whole idea is ki 3 mahine ka time hota, aur 3 mahine baad there is something known as demo day. Demo day is basically where all the startups gather and all the investors gather. And every startup is given 60 to 90 seconds to pitch their idea, right? And to wahan pe Silicon Valley mein sare investors gather hote hain. Ab to remotely hota hai. In our times, it was in the Silicon Valley. And you have to pitch your idea in 90 seconds to all the investors. And whoever is interested, you can like start conversations with them and end up raising money, right? For whatever you want to build. So the whole idea is ki unhone jo 1 CR diya hai, you have to utilize it in the next 3 months, right? And every startup has a different goal ki hame itna ARR achieve karna hai, hame itne number of users achieve karne hai, ya fir hame bas product launch karna hai. Sabka apna apna goal hota hai. And everyone has a different goal in terms of we want to raise this much, we want to raise or not. So it's very subjective case to case. So yeah, those after YC, we got to know okay, we have to actually, before demo day, we have to experiment something, validate and all of that. So the next 3 months are more about definitely navigating through the fintech space, understanding ki actually agar payments karani hai, how can we enable it, what are the kind of APIs we would need, kis type ke partners lagenge, and card launch karna hai to fir how can we get it manufactured, do we need certain licenses, certifications, right, company incorporate karni thi, and kafi complications hoti hai wahan pe ki matlab agar hame bahut skepticism bhi milta tha. Whenever we used to speak to matlab kuch na kuch log bolte the ki are iske liye to tumhe bank mein at least 15 lakhs chahiye hote, kuch kuch alag alag rules hote, right, to even make it happen in payments and in the fintech. So it was an interesting period. In the next 2 to 3 months, the learning curve was very steep. Ki hame product launch bhi karna tha, matlab hame experiment ya validate bhi karna tha, experiment design karke banana tha, fintech samajhna tha pura. We had to understand how to go about fundraise and what are the terms associated to it, right? What is the term sheet? Wo bhi nahi pata tha, matlab college se nikle the hum to hame pata nahi tha what's the term sheet, right? Company incorporate karni hai, we would need people or not. From designing her logo to designing website, lot of things. Matlab wo 3 mahine were like, I would remember and cherish it for my lifetime. Wo 3 mahine mein humne itni sari cheeze ekdam hands-on ki hain. It's completely unforgettable. And the first experience is always like, it's always priceless. Right? So first experience hamesha yaad rehta ki, तुम मतलब अगर हायरिंग भी करनी होती है तो जेडी भी खुद लिखते हो, राइट? इट्स हाउ यू बिल्ड एवरीथिंग विद लव. इट्स लाइक योर बेबी.
सो लाइक यू स्पोक टू पीपल इन द इंडस्ट्री, लाइक योर सीनियर्स एंड अदर्स अबाउट टू अंडरस्टैंड द स्पेस एंड फॉर्म अ स्ट्रेटजी. बेसिकली दीस 3 months वर स्पेंट इन रिसर्चिंग एंड फॉर्मिंग अ स्ट्रेटजी.
Researching and also validating, like setting up the base for the company, right? By setting up the base, as in we had to validate ki, okay, this is going to work. We had to know.
So how did you validate? Did you launch an app and a card and all that? Yeah, like how did you validate?
We just, it was a very hacky MVP through which the users could load money and they could do UPI transactions by using a payout API in the backend. So, पूरा वो पहला वर्जन कुछ नहीं डिजाइन एंड कोड किया था. वेरी सिंपल प्रोडक्ट, जस्ट लोड मनी एंड यू कैन डू यूपीआई ट्रांजैक्शन, यू कैन स्कैन एंड पे बेसिकली, राइट? व्हिच द किड्स कुड नॉट डू बिफोर. तो हमने
एंड ये कैसे किया, लाइक हाउ डिड यू इनेबल यूपीआई ट्रांजैक्शन?
बाय यूजिंग अ पे आउट एपीआई फ्रॉम वन ऑफ द पीजीज. सो दे हैव अ पे आउट एपीआई होती है जिससे वो सीधा बैकएंड में एक आईएमपीएस ट्रांजैक्शन होता है और यू कैन बेसिकली मेक अ ट्रांजैक्शन.
ओके, so you like created your account like a FamPay account and then people could load money, that money would lie in your account and when they scanned, so it would go, yes, from your account to the, okay, yes, yes. Got it,
right? So that is what we connected to the PGs. You're like, we just want to experiment, otherwise definitely it's a paid API and all of that. You're like, hame bas experiment karna, humne sab jugad kiya. So as I mentioned, we saved every penny possible, right? कोई भी टूल भी यूज करना होता था, वी यूज टू ट्राई टू लुक फॉर हाउ कैन वी एज अ अर्ली स्टेज स्टार्टअप, डिफरेंट इन्वेस्टर्स के थ्रू कुछ ना कुछ तुम्हें मिल ही जाता है फ्री फॉर 3 months, 6 months. सो वी डिड ऑल ऑफ दैट एंड या फिर उसके बाद यही हुआ कि वेन वी लॉन्च दैट प्रोडक्ट, इन जस्ट 7 days वी गॉट अ ट्रैफिक ऑफ 35,000 यूजर्स.
वाओ. Okay, and kaise, matlab, how did the word spread? Like, did you advertise?
No. We did not advertise at all. We, in just 4 to 5 days, we like kind of built an army of 5 interns. And then they, like, we designed a very quick brand ambassador program. like every brand ambassador need to get 5 of their friends on board and all of that. And we had like 250 plus brand ambassadors in just like 3 to 4 days.
And unko kya mil raha tha brand ambassador ko? Like some certification basically.
Yes. So we did not pay anything upfront, and humne usme gamification bhi thoda sa kiya tha. Then the users who came in, if you refer a friend, you used to earn coins. And then after a certain, if let's say for every user that you refer, you used to get 18 coins. And you could use 30 coins to burn a spinner. So spinner mein cashback milta tha. But it was a very, very, humne itta fatafat wo pura kiya. Right, from building that MVP to actually getting a team of interns, getting the word spread, designing posters, getting 250 brand ambassadors on board, and then expanding so quickly and referral build karke fir usko bhi capitalize karna, usme coins build karna, bahut hi fatafat karke, and it went crazy in just the first 7 days. And yeah, we just stopped the experiment because of course we did not expect that traffic, and us scale ke liye hum ready bhi nahi the. And of course as it was just an experiment, tab hum KYC vagera nahi kar rahe the. There was no partner bank and all of that. So we just shut down the product, but that validation helped us to definitely raise our seed round. And yeah, we raised a seed round of 4.7 million from Sequoia, Venture Highway, and Angels.
And this was on the back of the 35,000 number. Like, that's a huge validation, no? 35,000 in 7 days.
Yes, so that's a great validation. I think even seed round was more about the validation that we can execute things. Right? Because definitely, humne ek bahut hi incentivize karke, humne brand ambassador program banaya tha, referrals pe, we put in some money and all. Though, like in $1, we used to get, I think, in just $1, 10 to 15 users. Right? That was the how cheap the acquisition was. But more than that, what it proved was ki humne wo sab ek hafte mein kiya. So yeah, because even after,
so then what next? Once those, so by this time you would have set up your company and all of that you had taken care of.
Yeah. So by that time we had done that, and मतलब कॉलेज से निकल के तो लग रहा था कि जब 1 crore की फंडिंग मिली थी, दैट ओके दिस इज ह्यूज, राइट? 1 crore मिल गया है, एंड फॉर अ कॉलेज स्टूडेंट इट वाज लाइक इसमें तो बहुत कुछ कर लेंगे. बट इन द फर्स्ट 3 months ओनली वी रियलाइज ओके लाइक बिफोर आवर फंड रेज दैट इट वुड बी नथिंग इफ यू वांट टू बिल्ड अ बिग कंपनी, बिकॉज इवन इफ यू वांट टू गेट 2 to 3 गुड इंजीनियर्स, दे वुड टेक अप 30 lakhs as a salary at the minimum, right? So baki cheeze kab karoge? You have a lot of cost of tech, cost of human resource, marketing, and getting your cards manufactured, so many things. So the first thing we did was, of course, we shut down our first product, our MVP, and like now we have to build it with all the compliance in mind, figure out the regulations, get the partner banks and all of that. We started building the team. We reached out to all our friends from IIT Roorkee. So I told you about Appetizer, right? So in the campus, there was a group called a mobile development group. It's called MDG. And Kush, Chirag, and like Harjot were part of that group, right? So the Appetizer that was developed, it was developed by Chirag and Harjot. So we had worked on that product together. And Kush had like was 100% key sure ki we have to bring them on board. So yeah, we just got them in, and then we started building the product, started building the team, started figuring out how to go about launching the product and all of that. And yeah, by Feb 2020, everything was ready, and we had the first version that could go out. We had a good go-to-market strategy aligned. We were planning to go.
Tell me details now. What was product version one? Like, what all did it include?
It included like getting your own card, right? Getting your own scan and pay functionality, and then doing peer-to-peer payments, right? So it's like a full stack payments app for Kid. But unlike other wallets or UPI apps, it was more about giving them a complete banking experience. Ki tumhe ek bank ke sath UPI ID milti hai, tumhe ek card milta hai. So we're like, we won't make them feel like a payments app. We'll give them a card and scan and pay functionality. So
they can see the balance and all that. Like parents can transfer money and they can see the balance.
Yes, yes, yes. So complete independence there, and you're planning to go live in April, right after the board exams.
इसमें मनी कैसे लोड होगा? Like let's say you got kids to download the app, how would they take money from their parents?
So the parents can send money directly to their kids' account. They can download the app themselves, right? They have their own view. So yeah, parent and kid both are part of the onboarding process.
Okay, okay. And parents could also do like a UPI transfer to the kid and
correct,
stuff like
correct,
that.
Correct, correct, correct. Right, so that was the first version, and but COVID aa gaya, sab schools band ho gaye, manufacturing plants band ho gaye, and there was a complete lockdown, and bahut uncertainty thi ki COVID kab tak rahega, and all of that. So, we were like, let's not launch the product right now. We might end up investing a lot of money in growth and may not get the right ROI, right?
And how big was your team then? Like
6-7 members.
Okay. Most of them from IIT, like your batchmates or?
Yes, most of them. Like the six of us, we call them the founding team. The founding team was there. Me and Kush were there. That six of us. And there were a couple of more engineers who had just recently joined, I think. It hadn't even been 2 months. It was a very small team, maybe 4 to 5 interns apart from that. So we were like, let's hold on. Let's look at how the spending patterns are changing, how people are adopting to COVID, if schools are opening or not, and all of that. So then we did 2-3 months well, we surveyed and researched. We realigned our go-to-market to a more online fashion. And finally, last year in August, I think it was around the same time we might have launched our product. So last year in August, we finally went live, and the journey has been amazing after that, very crazy. In the first 8 to 10 months, we were growing like 100% month on month. And
card was free? They had to pay for the card?
In the first month, for the first 1,000 users, it was free.
So that was your growth hack, basically, like your go-to-market strategy to give the card free. Wo card dekhkar hi log matlab curious honge.
Correct. That excited them. That made them feel like an owner, because it's like, it's the first card in their life, right? So it's like first bicycle or first phone. It makes them
feel like... And uska naam chapke aata hai, like personalized with their name.
It's personalized. And also, we launched India's first numberless card.
So why numberless? Matlab, won't that be a problem? Aapko e-commerce transaction karni hai agar, to wo number to dalna hi padta hai.
To number app mein hota hai. So what we did was, we were just brainstorming. It started as a design problem. So when we were designing the card, we were trying to place the numbers on the card on the front and the back. And kahin pe bhi dalo to card ka look kharab ho raha tha. And it just started from that conversation. What if we just remove the numbers to card kitna clean lagega? And then we started thinking about it, taking it seriously, even from a security perspective, it takes security to a whole new level, because if the kid is losing the card, no one gets access to the CVV expiry or anything. And in any case, when you're shopping offline, you're swiping the card, tumhe pin enter karna padta, you don't need the numbers to be on the card.
This is what you were talking about, that the advantage of doing something without experience.
Correct, correct, correct. And so that naivety, right, it acts in your favor. Being naive helps you to be unconventional and to not accept things ki acha card mein to number honge. And you're like, agar main apna behavior bhi dekho online shopping ka, I usually don't have my card handy. I have to go to my wallet. मेरे बैग में होता है, वॉलेट निकाल के लाओ, कार्ड का नंबर देख के टाइप करो.
हाँ, नहीं तो लाइक फोटो खींच के, हाँ जैसे मैं फोटो खींच के रखता हूँ, मुझे जब कार्ड यूज करना होता है तो मैं पहले फोटो खोजता हूँ और फिर उसे एंटर करता हूँ.
अल्टीमेटली यू आल्सो प्रेफर कि फोन में ही रहे कार्ड की डिटेल, बिकॉज़ फोन इज हैंडी, राइट? बट लाइक कि व्हाई नॉट पुट द कार्ड डिटेल्स ऑन द ऐप एंड फिजिकल कार्ड से हटा दे, राइट? इट्स मच मोर कन्वीनियंट, इट्स मच मोर सिक्योर, एंड थर्ड इट्स मच मोर कूल. लाइक अ कार्ड इज सुपर कूल. एंड फोर्थ इस बच्चे को नहीं पता होता कि ये सब इंफॉर्मेशन सेंसिटिव है. इतने बच्चों ने इंस्टाग्राम पे अपने कार्ड की फोटो खींच के डाली है एंड दे डोंट हैव टू वरी अबाउट लाइक डिस्क्लोजिंग द नंबर्स टू एनीवन बिकॉज कार्ड में नंबर्स ही नहीं है. बट बच्चों को फ्लॉन्ट करना होता है, राइट, कि मैंने कार्ड ले लिया, मेरा खुद का कार्ड है. इफ यू गो एंड सर्च फैमपे ऑन यूट्यूब, यू विल सी अ लॉट ऑफ अनबॉक्सिंग वीडियोज बाय किड्स ऑर्गेनिकली. सो वी न्यू If we want to attract kids to this product, it has to be sexy, it has to be aspirational, it has to be cool. Right? So we knew ki hame brand or product to bahut hi quality banana padega because these are the kids who from day one have been using YouTube, Netflix, Instagram. It's a very different generation. So unko already itte quality products ka access hai. They can immediately tell which is a poor build product. Kaha pe unka experience break ho raha hai, right? And also, we had to beat the banks, of course, right? Banks for kids, or at least the mindset that kids had regarding banks or payments, they find it very boring. No, I don't want to do banking and all. It's very serious for them. So we had to make it cool. We had to make it fun, right? That it's simple.
So, how long did it take you to get the first 1,000 with all these hacks like the unboxing friendly and the influencers outreach?
I think we hit the first 1,000 in first 4 to 6 weeks only. It took us 4 to 6 weeks.
And how tedious was the KYC and all, like to get the first money into your account?
I think that's a bit tedious. I think that's a challenge for all the fintechs. KYC brings certain drop off in the journey because people are lazy to do it. They are just like, okay, baad mein karunga. And document ki mangre, people take it much more seriously ki why are they asking for my document, is it secure or not. So I think crossing
but,
that
bachchon ke paas kuch zyada document to hoti nahi hai na,
aadhar hota hai,
aadhar, okay.
And even but parents ki bhi KYC karne hote hai, to jab wo parent ke paas jaate hain to build that trust, right, कि बच्चा ये क्या मांग रहा है. किसी बच्चे ने आज तक पेरेंट को जाके ऐसे हुआ नहीं है इंडिया में कि दे आर लाइक कि मेरे को बैंक अकाउंट खोलना है या मेरे को मेरा कार्ड चाहिए. इट्स वेरी नॉर्मल इवन इन इंडिया. लाइक बच्चा ये क्यों मांग रहा है, कहीं पे कोई स्कैम हो रहा होगा. पेरेंट्स डोंट ट्रस्ट राइट अवे, राइट? सो या दैट्स अ बिट टीडियस, द होल KYC एंड गेटिंग द फर्स्ट कोड, गेटिंग द फर्स्ट ट्रांजैक्शन.
So this 4 to 6 weeks for getting 1,000 in, these were like 1,000 people who finished the KYC.
Who started using the product for transacting.
Okay. And from that 1,000, how did it grow?
As I mentioned, it was growing like 100% month on month.
September you had 1,000, like August you launched. Then 2,000, 4,000, like that was the trajectory?
Yes. It was multiplying. Like in certain months, like average was 100%, but in certain months we hit 3x, 4x, and काफी fast था.
अभी कितने हैं active users? Like
so, we have more than 2 million registered users already on the platform.
But registered user is someone who's downloaded or signed up the app, but yeah, not done the KYC.
Correct.
Then tell me about the next fundraise. Like that's the next milestone in the journey, right?
Yes. So we recently closed our Series A. We raised 38 million from Elevation, Sequoia, and a few other investors. So, I think we started having the first conversations in February or March, and we were very sure by the end of December that okay, we have hit PMF, this product has a great product market fit and people want it, right? We were seeing a good number of kids using it regularly. We were seeing a good retention. The volumes were growing great. The growth rate was also crazy. The kind of feedback we were getting from the users, how they were putting in unboxing videos, the pictures they were putting on Instagram stories and all. काफी सारे signals थे. It combined, we were very sure. Okay, now this, we have hit PMF. Now it's about scaling this. Right. And that is when we started to have the conversations and
this was again inbound, like you, the VCs were already aware of you and
I think matlab wo to pehle se connected the hum after YC, so we kept on chatting throughout the last couple of years. Baatein hoti rehti thi, chat ho rahi thi, kabhi hame koi help chahiye thi, so we used to ping. And even if those investors were not on our cap table, I think kuch na kuch baat chalti rehti thi, right? So they were aware about the progress and everything, and it just naturally happened. We started having the conversations, and yeah, that is what triggered our Series A, and we just closed it about 1.5 months back, or 2 months back, yeah, a couple of months.
And which I think is the third largest Series A ever done in India, right? Like $39 million.
Yes, $38 million.
$38 million.
Yes.
Which is like, I mean, it's like such a massive achievement for someone so young.
Yeah, we did not know that it's like one of the largest. And like we were also reading some article. It's largest by first time entrepreneurs or. Definitely, like it's a great milestone.
What made it happen? Like you know, what do you think? What contributed to such a massive Series A?
Everything. I would say everything. Like the product, the growth, the team, the kind of energy the team has, how we have executed things, our marketing brand.
What was your team by like, you know, by the end of last year, like 2020 December, Jan 21?
It was small. I think 30-35 members. So yeah.
And these were like either tech or marketing.
Yes, correct. So the kind of thing, the kind of growth and the things we pulled off with such a small team, with the kind of expenses and the kind of PNL we had, I think everything contributed to this. And it's a very new market, right? As I mentioned, nobody else is building for teenagers. If you look at all the products in the market today, everyone is focusing on adults. And if you have to build for teenagers, I think the approach has to be very different. Abhi tak agar koi aur teenagers ke liye product bhi hai, to mostly they end up targeting parents, right? That wouldn't work because bachcho ka generation bahut change ho chuka hai. Like in our times we used to ask for probably remote control cards and get happy, but aajkal bachche green screen mangte hain apne parents se. They are like, meko ek mic setup de do, meko podcast kholna hai apna. And it's the next big market because every year millions of kids will get their first smartphone, and it's basically we are tapping the future adults, right? So
I want to understand what is the business model that, you know, when you were doing those discussions with VCs for the Series A, obviously you had to show them the like, you know, how you will make money. So what is that?
So currently we earn through two ways. So the card that is given, it's for every sale of card, it's not given for free, right?
Okay. Okay.
And second is,
what do you charge for the card?
So we just launched a new set of cards. We again launched something very new. We launched India's first doodle numberless card with Visa, and it's called Fam Card Me. So we have two segments of card. It's one is Fam Card and one is Fam Card Me. So the Fam Card Me is more premium version, doodled, highly personalized, where kids can design their own card with choice of their doodles on it. So that card is charged at 1,000 for a one-time fee, and the normal SAM card is charged at 500, right? So we earn on that. And secondly, for every card transaction, we earn interchange. Right. So those are the two ways we are earning right now.
Okay. So you know, so these are your current offering is essentially like a bank account substitute for teenagers, right? Like, and what is in your product roadmap now? Like, what else do you plan to add? Because as teenagers grow and become adults and take up their first jobs, then obviously you would want to be with them throughout the journey, no?
Yeah, so that's the exact thing which I think you were asking, right? What's the roadmap? Even the investors were asking, and this is the most exciting part, that we are not looking at losing the customers like once they turn 18, and the idea is to grow as our users grow, right? And so there will be a lot of interesting things that we'll be launching in the next 12 to 18 months for that cohort of users who graduate into becoming an adult. So yeah, let's keep it a surprise. There is a lot of exciting
things okay.
we are planning.
So what's like a, I mean, you know, long-term-ish view, like say by 2030, where do you see FamPay, you know, by that time? So you know, we don't need to go into detailed stuff, but, you know, more broad, big picture view of where do you think FamPay will be by 2030?
The big picture, I think, the big picture is that we want to be that the whole financial ecosystem for the Gen Z, right?
Like a bank replacement, like say ICICI Bank ke badle, I have an account with FamPay, which has everything which I need over there.
Yeah, we would want to be the one-stop solution for them, that all their demands are met through us. Of course, that's very far. In 10 years, we are more focused towards our mission, right? That how do we take the Gen Z one step closer to financial independence and financial literacy? So a lot of our decisions would be driven by that.
And what do you plan to use these funds for? Like headcount increase or like marketing spend or what?
So definitely like investing in growth, like growing from here, whatever our milestones are for the next 12 months, getting the right resource. We'll be hiring and expanding the team quite extensively in the next 3 to 4 months. We have already started hiring. So hiring, growth, and even like launching the new products, we are investing some money there. But majority of the cost is going to be definitely investing on growth and marketing and hiring.
Okay. How big is your team now?
We are close to 50, 55 full-time members and 20 interns, close to 20.
What do you see it by end of year like?
Depends, yaar. I think we are looking at, for the next 3 to 4 months, we are at least looking at 25 to 30 more hires across different functions.
So how are you building up the organization? You know, like what is your, are you building it as a remote company, or you want to build it as a company with a office-based culture, or, you know, like I want to like understand your thinking on building FamPay's organization structure.
Yeah, we are still fighting or arguing on whether we want to be a remote first company or a office first. And they're both perspectives to it. So team mein hamesha kafi healthy debate hota hai ki office kholna hai, nahi kholna hai, or remote rakhna hai. So we are figuring out a middle way where, right, In a year, we would do kind of a 3-month vacation for everyone at a location. Ki puri team aayegi, 3 mahina saath mein kaam karegi. And the rest of the year, it can be remote or however you want. You can just spend 3 months at home and come back. We'll always have the office open, but it's not mandatory, at least for the next 6 months. So yeah, but it's subject to change. We are still deciding on how to go about it.
And like in terms of your people strategy, like what kind of people are you looking to hire, and are you looking at a flat organization, or like, you know, how will you like, you know, say if you hit a headcount of 100 people, how do you think you'll manage that? And
I think it's we've had this discussion internally, both me and Kush. We feel that we'll let it evolve for the time being. I think it's every startup has its own unique org structure and way of operating, and we feel it's not about titles that define, it's more on the way how you operate, right? We are giving it time. It depends on the kind of people we hire and kaise sub functions evolve hote hain. So we let it evolve, and it's more about just creating a culture. We are more focusing on creating a healthy culture where everyone has certain freedom, certain ownership, certain accountability, right? It's more about creating that healthy work environment with the right freedom and ownership. Less about org structure. We are letting it evolve on its own. We have spoken to a lot of founders, and every company to some extent has a very unique org structure.
Right. Okay. So my last question to you, by when do you think you'll become a unicorn? Or is that something that you don't think about?
We don't look at a time frame for that, right? We have other milestones in our head. I think becoming a unicorn is more like a outcome or a byproduct of our growth. So we are more chasing, we are trying to chase the kind of milestones we have planned. We want to reach X number of active users or this Y volume, right? But yeah, it's never for key unicorn banna hai to fatafat karte hain. It's more about chasing that growth and chasing our mission. Yeah, so very less conversations even between me and Kush or within the team on unicorn cup banenge and all of that. Kabhi kabhi bas bhai abhi fundraise hua tha to mazak mein, obviously the team brings it up. But it's like more or less always comes up as a joke, but we don't discuss it.
I wish I could tell you all to go and download the FamPay app right now, but it's restricted to only people who are 19 years or younger. And I'm sure a lot of you out there would not qualify. But do tell your younger relatives and friends about it, and I'm sure they will thank you for it.
Like the Founder Thesis podcast, then do check out our other shows on subjects like marketing, technology, career advice, books, and drama. Visit thepodium.in, that is thepodium.in, for a complete list of all our shows.
This episode of Founder Thesis podcast is brought to you by Long Haul Ventures. Long Haul Ventures is the long haul partner for founders and startups that are building for the long haul. More about them is at www.longhaulventures.com.